Welcome to Muddy River News this week. I'm Bob Goff. My guests today are Chris Landwehr and Darren Johnson with the Oakley Lindsay Center. We thank them for taking some time with us because it's a busy time over at the OLC, right, guys?
It's always a busy time at the OLC, that's for sure.
You guys just got done wrapping up the big ATA event, I believe, correct?
The ATA, yes, and we also just wrapped up the State Association Village Tournament.
Right, I knew you had those things back to back. Any way you get yourselves a break and schedule a week in between those two things?
That might be my fault.
That's what we're not made for. We're not made to take breaks.
Well, no, I mean, living in this community all these years, I remember when the facility was first built and, you know, trying to get events and trying to figure all that out. But it really seems like, you know, you guys have really found your niche in a lot of these events that, the billiards, they're going to come back again next year. And you've really found some, you know, a nice sweet spot, I think, for you guys to put butts in the seats over there.
Right. And, you know, the billiards has also gained the junior national tournament here in July for us hosting the state tournament. So it's turned around very well. There's going to be some new tournaments coming up that are going to be brought out soon. Since the building opened in March of 1995, which I was there. I was employed by then. I was there when there wasn't no windows in the building. So it came a long ways.
Yeah, you were there with when Destiny's Child rolled in.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, that's still, you know, when you think of the biggest, Beyonce's probably still the biggest name to ever be in the building, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Maybe
Barack Obama. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
let's do the list right here. So, yeah. But no, I think, again, it's nice because, again, it's really become a true community center. And, I mean, I know I'm over there, you know, several times a month for stuff and events and meetings and what have you. And I remember also, and Chris, you'll remember this back in the day, there was talk about maybe, you know, putting in a basketball arena because the possibility of bringing in like a super sectional or state tournaments and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But really, this, it seems like that's something, because I mean, I worked in Springfield for a lot of years and see the BOS Center over there, and it seems like sometimes that's just a center that's like, okay, it's great when you have it, but there's not a lot of events that you're going to put 7,000 people in a building.
Correct. Like when we first started, you know, they was kicking out the ideas because we was running indoor soccer, we was running indoor volleyball, then we went all the way to complete indoor soccer. Then it was brought up about putting an arena in, hosting basketballs, also even hockey back in the day. Mm-hmm. Basketball and sports, we can contend with them, you know, but we don't want to be in competition with QU or anything like that, you know, and let them host some of that kind of stuff and let us stay on the convention side of it and so forth. It's worked out in the long run. You know, convention space might be an issue coming up with, you know, different events needing so many breakout rooms and stuff. We're moving forward. It seems like everything's going good and calendar's being full. Darren's doing an excellent job with that. So,
you know, Darren, when you're talking to people to get events booked, and I know, you know, you do still work with Holly Kane and the Sequency folks, and you work with the Chamber and Grediff and all these people when they want to have events there, because, you know, Grediff and the Chamber are your tenants as well.
Sure, right.
So when you sit down, how difficult is it to go, okay, how many people do you have to check with if you want to make sure you have an event? I mean, it's your venue, but still, you've got other people who have things they want to do.
Yeah, one of the first things I do immediately when I get a call or an email about an event, I got to make sure, one, that the date that they're seeking is available. And if it's available, I'm usually in Chris's office 5 minutes later to say, hey, you know, maybe we have an event the week before that's not going to move out till later or whatever. We've got to be able to turn the venue around.
Sure.
So that's maybe one of our biggest, at least my biggest challenge, is to make sure it's humanly possible to go from one event to the next. And with Chris, with his experience, you know, you talked about he was there when the windows weren't even in the building in 1995. So he has literally seen everything that's come through that building. So it's good for me to be able to go to him and say, is this possible? Can we turn it around? And, you know, we want to book as many things as we possibly can, obviously. But sometimes, you know, it's just got to be humanly possible to do.
Well, and you also have, you know, you were getting to the point, you have a lot of annual events, you know,
yes.
Kohl's with the food shows and
correct.
Things like that. That's, you know, they're going to, as soon as those events are done, I would imagine you turn around and say, okay, we want these days next year.
Right.
And you get that locked in.
Yeah.
And then you kind of work around that, right?
Well, yeah, and there's several occasions where Darren's going to come into something where concerts, for instance, you know, they were looking for a major concert, but on the routing wise, they're giving you where you're 2 months out. Well, our schedule's full for the next 8 months, sure. So we're trying to figure out how we can go about doing something like that. So that's one of the beasts we're having a problem with going around, because we want to bring a national act in to do it, but tours ain't coming out for so many months, then when they get it, and then the routing problems and everything else. But I mean, it's a good problem to have, being booked up like that, but we also want to bring in some stuff new to Quincy and so forth. So and he's got to rattle some cages sometimes and move some stuff around. So.
And a lot of times, you know, during the summer, that's probably the time of the year where we have the most openings, the most calendar dates available. But also, as far as concerts, that's the time where you got county fairs going on and state fairs. Our sound guy is swamped with those events, you know, the county and state fair stuff. So it doesn't always line up perfectly for us to, especially in the summertime, to bring in a concert. So we try to do, when we do, like Hairballs, you know,
become an annual event now.
Yeah, so, it's becoming an annual event, and that's in February. Calendar-wise, that's perfect for us.
Sure.
But there are times where somebody may be routing through, but like Chris said, we may only have like a two-month window where we can get it booked, and quite often we're already booked with something else. So it is difficult to try to navigate that.
And you also have to consider, you know, if somebody wanted to come, say, like, if like say from the Illinois State Fair. I mean, Springfield's a close enough drive. If you really want to go see them, most people are just going to go to Springfield and see them.
Right, for sure.
So, and I mean, unless you're just a huge fan of somebody. Okay, I'm going to throw out, okay, it's a bit, like they just announced Miranda Lambert was going to be over there. Mm-hmm. Okay, if like somebody said, hey, maybe that's something that you would do because she's so big, but still, on a lesser scale, acts like that, you probably kind of go, well, you know, I just don't know how well it'd play here.
Well, on the concert-wise, when we do concerts on our own, you know, we're trying to get out in a 150-mile radius.
Sure.
And bring people in from Iowa, Missouri, and every place else, because that's putting, you know, people in hotel rooms going out to eat before the concert and so forth, you know, and that's what we're looking at. So, yeah, I've looked at Ottumwa where they've had a couple concerts up there, but I want to draw from Ottumwa to Quincy with somebody they don't have. So,
right.
And that's where we're looking at, so...
Also, you mentioned the hotel rooms. Hotel motel tax still primary source of your funding?
It is. It's a very good source. I mean, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have the Civic Center, of course. You know, a lot of this funding, a lot of people, you know, like for the Billards Tournament, you know, they come in, you know, and just rule everything, you know. But we're giving them the place because we want the hotel rooms. And,
sure.
You know, we want the restaurants to be full and the shops to be good for the week. So, you know, it goes both ways. I mean, you know, the rate and everything. So it's went well. I mean,
and also in that same vein, though, there's been a lot of discussion about bringing new hotels because we've had some that have closed and some that are being refurbished.
Right.
But again, if you have more hotel rooms, that would, you know, should translate to more revenue for you guys.
Right.
But it also means that you have to have the events that are going to help fill those rooms.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's kind of a
circle. You know, and there's, you know, like I know the city's probably working with different developers and that, you know, and you know, we send out schedules and of every year to these different, you know, people interested in maybe building a hotel to see what we got bringing in and what we got coming in, you know. And a lot of people, you know, don't understand that it ain't just the hotels around the Civic Center, you know, even though we only got two right now. But we have a lot of events where they're out on the hotels on the east end of town,
well,
too.
Sure.
You know, they're filling them all up. And we got one event that comes in, and they love one out on the east end of town, and they don't mind the drive every day. They just love the place. So.
Yeah, it's not like they're driving from the north side of Chicago.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know,
so. You know, we are all live here long enough where we can complain about having to go all the way to Walmart or something.
Yeah. It's a 10-minute drive.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So I think that's something that, again, it's got to be one of the things that is really it's got to be appealing to a lot of these events. It's like, yeah, we can put them wherever. And again, there's going to be cases where they're going to stay in Hannibal to have an event.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
So it's not, again,
happen.
Yeah, it's not all the way across. Yeah, that 10-minute drive or that 20-minute drive,
yeah.
It's really not bad. So last thing I want to talk about is the facility itself, approaching 30 years. One, you know, obviously it's a building that, you know, always needs a little TLC. What are some of the capital physical improvements you guys are looking at?
Well, in the last 4 years, I mean, we've put solar on the roof, the 30,000 square foot expo hall. is the whole complete roof is solar panels. Then we have some on the second floor level too. That's one of the big upgrades we've done over the years. I mean, the whole building's been converted over to LED. There's no more fluorescent bulbs in it or whatever, you know, and so forth. And, you know, the acoustics over the years been put in. Before that, the concert was so loud in there you couldn't hear yourself think or understand what he was coming out of the mic, you know. So, you know, there's been several upgrades through it. A lot of people don't realize how much furniture we own, tables, chairs, you know, and that sort of thing. You know, we're sitting on probably 1,000 different kinds of tables, you know, sitting in a warehouse. And the warehouse was a great feature, too, for an upgrade to, you know, hold all that stuff. We were semi-trailers back in the day and everything else, and anything you needed on the trailer was in the front of it. So,
no, I think that, and again, when you talk about that, I mean, I went to, you know, been to a few Hairball and a few concerts the last, and you have I've noticed a difference with the baffles and the sounds, and I know a lot of the, you know, your predecessor, Rob Ebbing, was really instrumental in trying to get a lot of that going. And that did improve the quality greatly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, now we got a sound company that comes in right now, and they got a button on their soundboard that says Oakley Lindsay Center, and they click on it, and the whole board just moves up where it needs to be set, and they're ready to go. They've done it so much, they know where the sound is, so it's helped tremendously. So.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for stopping by. I'm going to let you get back to work, because I know, you know, after this ATA tournament came in with the martial arts, you guys got some cleanup and some stuff to do. So.
Always something to do.
Then we got
our food truck coming in April 6th.
Well, that sounds great. We're looking forward to that.
All
guys,
right.
Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Yep.
That's all the time we have for now on Muddy River News this week. I'm Bob Goff. We'll see you next week.
Muddy River News. Our home. Our news.